Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hold on, show.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
Ah, it is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty show, T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T, have the latest. And the latest is we are live at Buffalo Wild Wings here in Katy, right off the Park Row location. Come on out and have a good time, as we've been having a good time throughout the day here. We'll be here till 6 o'clock, but much later, as we've got multiple giveaways still left to give, including two sets of tickets, a pair of tickets to the Niners and Texans game coming up on Sunday. You got two opportunities to win a pair of tickets to the game on Sunday at NRG, and Texans cheerleaders will be here, and also former Houston Texan Moran Norris is in the building, and you can meet him and have a good time. We'll have him on and see what he thinks about what's going on with the Texans coming up here a little bit later on in the 5 o'clock hour. So a lot to get to here here at Buffalo Wild Wings. Shout out to Bud Light as well. Bud Light girls are around assisting you with some things as well. So, man, I can never land that, man, assisting you with some things. I didn't mean that in a nasty way.
Yeah,
sorry,
yeah,
Tyler.
I mean, that's
they here.
I was going to tell you earlier, man, hopefully you go one show without sounding like a creep, but I just guess that ain't going to work.
You're the only one who says it's creepy, though. They like it.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't think they do. All right.
I don't think you know.
Jeremy, I don't know the looks. Jeremy Payne, he is.
I can't
he is
see
named,
him.
I know you can't. He is named.
Turn that camera around, Andy.
Silver Slugger Award finalist for shortstop this year. And he is the only one, which, again, is odd for the Houston Astros. They usually have multiple players that fall in this. Altuve usually is in it, and you know, other guys like Bregman and Tucker who weren't here. Jordan is normally involved in it, but Jeremy Pena is the only one, and it's a shame, Clint, that he had a couple of those injuries that he had to deal with, both of them with, you know, the rib and then late the oblique situation, because he was not only he did have a career year, but he was on his way to being I think a top 5 to 10 MVP candidate. He was rolling before he got injured, and clearly to me their best their best offensive player this year.
Yeah, look, I think there's a handful of really good things to come from this season with the Astros. Obviously, I think you found your leadoff hitter for the foreseeable future. I think the minute that they moved him to that leadoff spot, boy, he embraced it. He took off, and you know, obviously Altuve up there free swinging was great for the Astros while it lasted, but the Pena getting up there and having the speed on the bases, having that potential right out of the gate as a leadoff hitter, obviously having a 300-plus year that he had, man, that was fun to watch. And I would think that that's going to be your leadoff hitter for a while here.
Are you comfortable extending him long-term? At 28 years old, you comfortable giving him?
I mean, what's long term? I mean, I'm not
Scott Boras.
Well, I don't know the game well enough to know what long term is, but I would be comfortable committing a handful of years to him in a pocket full of money. Yeah.
Hopefully they do it. He really seemed to be coming in his own, like a war over six, well over six. He was really, really good. Hopefully he is able to pull that off. Bobby Witt is also in that category as well for best shortstop at the plate this year. So congratulations, Jeremy Pena. A breakout season for him, and hopefully he can continue that for the Astros moving forward.
5 o'clock fire.
While we're here, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL games live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And Clint, the injury report is one to watch because it looks right now, the official one still hasn't come out. I wonder what's going on with that. But from reports, Aaron Wilson saying Nico Collins, Christian Kirk missed their second straight day of practice. Concussion with Nico Collins and that hamstring, and this changes the picture with things. And Clint, in the past couple of years under D'Amico, the Texans have had to deal with injuries to the receivers, right? We've seen times where Nico's been out. Tank Dell has missed significant time this first 2 years, and also Stephon Diggs tore his ACL and missed a lot of games last year. They've had to deal with that before, but Clint, this feels a lot different than what they've had to deal with in the past, losing top guys, because they seem to be handcuffed even when they have these guys out there, and it's a major concern of what it looks like if they're not able to go on Sunday.
Well, you say if they're not able to go. I mean, it's already a short week, so you were down one of your major work days. Today was the major work day that you typically would have, having played Monday night and have this short week. And so when you miss that, tomorrow turns into one of those perfect Fridays where it's half shell, I mean, and usually pretty contact free. And so both of these guys, I would assume, could play, and given the wide receiver room right now, would play if they were able to go, regardless of how much they practice. So I think we probably need to wait until, let's be honest, after tomorrow's practice to see, you know, what they're saying about these guys. Probably the final injury report, to be honest with you. But nonetheless, the wide receiver position is in such bad shape right now. And this is what the Texans signed up for. Look, the Texans signed up to have Nico and a bunch of others. The second, the number two receiver by plan was to be a injury-prone, at least of late, injury-prone Christian Kirk. And it's proven to be, you know, to hold true this year. And then the plan beyond him was to have a bunch of young guys, a couple of rookies that you drafted this year, bring them along, develop them, and hopefully you wouldn't have to depend on them much, at least early in the first half of the season. But here you sit where you're depending on both of them heavily in a game that you got to win. And so, when you look at the two rookies as well as Xavier Hutchinson, those got to be the guys.
Yeah. It looks like it'll be kind of tough to expect them, as you said, on a short week to be able to go in the game coming up on Sunday. And now it's left to the creativity of Nick Caley and D'Amico and the rest of the group on that offense to be able to try to have an effective offense.
Look, I said this the other day. I think that let's assume they're not going to play. I still think you've got a guy that can play the boundary receiver and
Higgins
and take Nico's role, not necessarily his shoes, but his role in Higgins. You know, you got a guy in Noel who I think is the guy that you've got to make the focal point of this offense in the pass game moving forward. But he can replace a Christian Kirk not being there. And then you got Xavier Hutchinson who can just keep doing what he's been doing. And so, you know, on paper, in theory, there is it's not a terrible situation to be in. Now, can those rookies play?
Yeah.
You put yourself in the boat where you had to bet on two rookies playing, and now can they play? We'll see.
Well, the tough thing is they just haven't had a ton of opportunities leading into this game.
Yeah.
Xavier Hutchinson, though, up there.
Well, Hutch, what he's done in the past and then what Noel did last week gives you a lot of hope. And, look, I think when you look at Higgins, I mean, Higgins can make plays. I just don't think Higgins is a volume guy. I think Higgins is a guy that's going to run all over the field the whole game, and then when you give him a 50-50 chance, he may catch it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
All right. Calm down, Tyler. All right, here
– What, either he heard him?
No.
He just sensed it, huh?
I think Tyler could sense that Texans cheerleader – just roll through here. I feel like he could just sense it, just feel it in his bones.
How you gals doing?
There you go.
Got a solo, Tyler. Got a solo right now, Bubba.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, tonight is Thursday Night Football, and you can make your way out here to Buffalo Wild Wings. Plenty of TVs all over the place. Great food, great drinks, a good place to settle in to check out some football, some basketball right here at Buffalo Wild Wings here in Katy. And it's a pretty good matchup, Clint. Two teams that have playoff aspirations. The L.A. Chargers will host the Minnesota Vikings. Carson Wentz is going to get the start tonight, even though J.J. McCarthy did practice some this week with that ankle. He is going to get the start tonight. And these are two teams that have kind of been up and down. The Chargers have really struggled here of late. They've dropped a few and had a lot of injuries, and after that great start they had, 3-0, Justin Herbert being talked about as an MVP candidate, they've kind of come back a little. So this is a really big game coming up tonight. The Chargers are a 3.5-point favorite.
Ooh, are they?
Yeah.
3.5-point favorite. I mean,
yeah.
Is somebody banged up on Minnesota, or what we got going on there?
Well, I mean, Carson Wentz, I guess.
Yeah, but, I mean, look, let's be honest. I mean, I mean, I'm not a Carson Wentz fan, but, I mean, J.J. McCarthy or Carson Wentz, I mean, that's a rookie that ain't seen much versus a veteran that's liable to – he's got the ability to go off. I don't know that I hate Minnesota – that I hate Carson Wentz at Minnesota, to be honest with you right now. In fact, there's a lot of folks out there believe that old J.J. McCarthy's hiding behind the injury right now.
You think so, yeah.
Because they think Wentz is playing good enough.
Yeah, I mean, he just has the turnover issue at times.
It is Carson.
Yeah, he has the turnover issue at times, but – I tell you, this lets you know to me how you got to slow down at the beginning of the seasons, right? I wondered if the Chargers, if this was really the year that they would kind of turn the corner and be a different team,
right?
With that talent, they started off winning, you know, all those games at the start of the year, but now
they're down to about their seventh tackle.
Yeah, Joe Alt, I think he practiced this week. We'll see if he'll go. He was questionable last I saw. Yeah, they've had some injuries and things, and yeah, that the pressure that he's been getting hit with here of late, it should be an interesting game there. I think if you are the Texans, you start to want these AFC teams to drop games. So you'd love it if you get a Charger team that's 500
yeah.
by the time this is over tonight. Yeah, so big game tonight as Thursday Night Football gets going as the Chargers. They are a 3.5-point favorite over the Vikings tonight.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Clint, the biggest news in the sports world was the FBI. They arrested multiple people connected with the NBA, including Chauncey Billups, Basketball Hall of Famer, who just went in this past year and head coach of the Portland Trail Blazers. He was arrested in connection with a poker game, and along with the connection with members of the mob family. Also, Terry Rozier, who was investigated by the NBA previously, and they cleared him from any wrongdoing. He was arrested in connection with online or giving information about players and injuries to certain players. And then also Damon Jones, a former player and coach in the league. He was involved in both situations and arrested as well. A lot going on here. And most recently, Clint, the NBA, they have placed Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups and Heat guard Terry Rozier on leave after federal gambling indictment. And this is one of the wildest stories that, Clint, I wonder if we'll start to see more and more like this kind of happen when you think how easy guys could get connected in this gambling world right now.
Well, I wonder how much of this is just snowballed from, as you said earlier, with all these different apps. It's just so much easier to track a lot of it, and you get players, because you think, remember Gilbert Arenas got popped with an underground, renting his house or something for an underground poker
game. Some people believe this is connected.
That's where I was going with it. You just wonder how much of this stuff is actually connected to where somebody went in and they just kind of stumbled up on something like that Gilbert Arenas deal, and they started looking around. It's like, wait a minute, this is a lot bigger than we thought. And Gilbert speaks, and then all of a sudden you've got current players, you've got the Italian mafia families. What is there, three of them, I think, are involved, three or four of them that are involved. You got two different cases, one that was a sports betting, one that was actual poker, underground poker games that they were rigging and cheating on, the house was. And so, yeah, man, I'm shocked, Ron, that we don't see and hear more athletes just, you know, maybe going a little too far in the gambling game somehow, some way. This is on a whole other level. This is a four-year investigation where 30 people have been indicted, and 11 different states, I think, were involved in this thing. I mean, this has been ongoing for a long time, and the way they presented it, Ron, of course, they used alleged, and they made sure to emphasize that everybody's innocent until proven guilty. But the way that they presented this in press conference form with about 20 people on stage, they clearly feel good about their findings and about making these announcements.
And they want this to be a big deal.
Big deal. Big deal. But to your point, I think in our world, our sports world that we live in every day, the biggest point here, the biggest part of this here is the commissioner of the NBA, right? Adam Silver is how he comes out looking after clearing one of the guys that was arrested this morning of no wrongdoing. And here all of a sudden the FBI arrest him. So what does the NBA look like on the backside of this based on the fact that they cleared a guy a couple of months back?
After just getting their season started and a lot of people being excited with their new partners, this happens.
Yeah.
To them. So, all right. Coming up next as we can continue, we'll be joined by our Texans legend, Moran Norris. He'll join us here. We'll get his thoughts on what's going on with the Texans as he's making his way around and talking to the good people here at Buffalo Wild Wings. And coming up, we're about to hook somebody up with a pair of tickets.
Come on.
And we'll do that two times in the 5 o'clock hour start now. All you got to do is put your name in our raffle box and you'll have a chance to win. All of that as we continue right here live.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the drive.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends in Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings on Park Row in Katy, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back. Clap it up, people out here, man. We got it. Hey, now, I'm talking to y'all. Clap it up, damn it. Scott.
Come on, right, Jason Garrett.
It's a good time out here. We got Texans cheerleaders out here. Clap it up. There she is. We got the Bud Light girls out here. Bud Light is out here doing their thing. Buffalo Wild Wings. It's a packed house. We got people winning tickets, deserving of the tickets they've won. Shout out to Steven, who just won him a pair of tickets. We'll do that one more time coming up in this 5 o'clock hour. And we are joined. We're happy to be joined by our Texans legend. He's in the house, Moran Norris. Shout out to him. Will you get a Jayhawk out here, baby?
Hey,
will you get a,
oh,
will you get rock,
he's a big Jayhawk fan,
out
man.
Here,
oh, yeah.
Big will Jayhawk you get rock
fan.
Jock out
yeah,
here?
My guy right there.
There we
oh,
go,
yeah.
Man. It's a good time. But, man, we appreciate you. We appreciate you joining us out here, man. And, hey, man, we were just talking before we went on, man. Sunday is a critical game, a big game for this team to get it turned around.
This would be a good win for us to go out here and knock the 49ers down because they looking good. It'd be awesome for us to get this win. When we get this win.
How you feel about, you know, offensively? I mean, I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but there's offensively right now they're struggling, right? Offensively right now, I think from your perspective, being an old fullback, right, from your perspective, there's a lack of physicality, I think, with this offense, and they're trying to get there. But in your experience, when that is the case, I mean, you probably had it, the position you played, you probably had it at birth. I don't know if you can answer it or not, but just when that is an issue, man, how do you go about getting that out of guys?
You know, the offense just feed off the defense. The defense playing great ball. Offense right there. Just a few little – pieces away, but we're right there, so hey, we're gonna turn it around. And you know, they show great signs of promise of season. I mean, season's still young.
CJ Stroud, you still do you look at a CJ Stroud as somebody who is, you know, we've seen him play at the highest of levels his rookie year. You get the sense and still believe he is somebody that can lead this team
to
the place they need to get
CJ
to.
CJ Stroud, of course, man. He's a great leader. I mean, you look at his Ohio State days. You look at his rookie career. You look at the other year. He's a great leader. I mean, you know, you can't fault a person or fault a team off of watching a couple games because, you know, you always see the great signs or the great things. You know, that's what happened. Like, if you lose, then – you know, everybody be kind of pinpointing, but, you know, they're still a great offensive team.
When you look at this defense, obviously it's one of the better defenses in football, but just being an old offensive guy, like what do you see in terms of just how good they can be?
The Texans defense?
The Texans defense.
Oh, man,
yeah.
The best. Yeah. I mean, you know, kind of remind you of the Steel Curtis defense in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they got the physicality. You got the cornerbacks, the safeties. So, you know, they bring a physical point, a physical game. You know, when you play the Texans, you know it's going to be a physical game, a bloodbath.
Yeah, a lot of people look at, as we're joined by Texans legend here, Moran Norris, a lot of people look at DeMeco, mm-hmm. you know, taking this thing over the last, you know, few years. And I know many people who've played with him, many people have been around him, in difficult times feel confident that he is a guy that can pull them out of it. Kind of talk about your confidence in DeMeco as they're struggling right now, but your confidence that he can kind of get these guys going.
Yeah, that's the great thing about D'Amico Ryans being a former professional football player. You know, he's been in the game, so he played the game, so he know how it go. You can lose a couple weeks, but, I mean, that's not the end of the season. That's why you play any given Sunday. That's why you play the game. He's a great leader, great coach. He'll turn it around.
Yeah, man, we appreciate it. Well, man, we appreciate you joining us, man. Enjoy yourself around here, man. And I know a lot of people are enjoying having some good fun with you. And
Let's go. Turn up.
And there you go. Hey, you turn up too, man. We appreciate you joining
Thanks
us.
Thanks for having me.
Moran Norris here joining us, Texans legend, former fullback there. He's had some experience with both these teams as he played with the Texans and had some time with the 49ers, so he knows about both places, man. But Clint, I think, you know, especially before the last couple of weeks, I think many people had the thought of like, all right, D'Amico is here, and there is a lot of confidence that D'Amico can kind of right the ship, that they've got the right guy yeah. leading a bunch. And, I, as he said, man, there's a couple of bad games. I know it may be fresh for some. I don't know that part is going for me, but it is hard to overlook, Clint, some of the stuff we're seeing on the field from what he's talking about, them not executing, them not bringing what they've talked about during the week, and then just some of the things they're doing to hurt themselves.
Look, if you want to play the glass half full approach to this thing, it's easy to say it's early in the season. D'Amico's got more good than he does bad. CJ can play. There's definitely a glass half full approach to this thing, and I think the fair way to look at it is that there's some truth to all of it, but they're at a fork in the road, and you're 2-4. You've played good football defensively 99% of the time. Offensively, you've played poor football, and I would say that you're getting worse throughout the year.
Yeah.
When you should be getting better, you should be showing signs of turning the corner, and you're not doing it. That's just the reality of who you are right now. Yes, the season is young, but if you watch this team and you watch the film and you watch offensively, it's hard to find answers. It's hard to find who and how they're going to get better as quickly as they need to get better. That's the key is, you know, this season is yes, it's early, but you're in a spot where this season you're a couple of weeks away from being completely out of the mix. You're a couple of weeks away from having zero chance of being relevant in terms of playoffs, in terms of the division. That's how you got to look at this thing. I mean, we can't keep looking at this thing as it's an 18-week, 17-game season. At some point, you got to realize, hey, man, we're six games in. We have not been a playoff caliber, product on the field, and we've got to get significantly better. I for one, as I've said, I'm out. I don't see signs of them getting better. I've
offensively, specifically,
I've seen teams that struggled because they're installing an offense. I've seen teams that struggle because they just don't have talent. I've seen teams struggle because, you know, their play caller's inexperienced. I've seen teams struggle because, you know, they can't protect the quarterback. But when you've got all of those things going on at once, right? And and this is with the head coach ultimately putting the pressure on players and coaches on the daily of overseeing what they're doing and obviously confirming and okaying and appreciating what they're doing, and the product hasn't changed. It's tough to see any level of improvement, at least as quickly and as significantly as you need to reach or get close to any expectations that you had before the season.
Yep. All right, just to let you know, as we're out here at Buffalo Wild Wings, we're also joined by some representatives from Folds of Honor who are partnering with Buffalo Wild Wings and Anheuser-Busch to help accomplish their mission of honoring the sacrifices of those who serve by educating their legacies. Starting next week, if you are buying a Budweiser or Bud Light, a portion of those proceeds will go directly to Folds of Honor to help provide scholarships for children and spouses of service members and first responders who have been killed or disabled in the line of duty. All right, coming up as we continue, T-Mill's Best Bets. We'll get you rolling with there to make you a little cash there. Also, the official injury report is out. We'll let you know who else has shown up on there. and the latest there with Nico Collins and Christian Kirk. And I want to see if folks agree with what John Lopez from In the Loop had to say a little bit earlier. He spoke and he said he feels like the D'Amico Ryans needs to do this. We'll see if you agree coming up.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
I'm always good raw dog in the drive.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends in Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings on Park Row in Katy. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Wait just a damn minute. Congratulations to our latest winner. Shannon takes home the tickets. We hooked somebody up. We hooked two people up. They know each other, two people, with a pair of tickets to Sunday's game, and that is Moran Norris. He is the one who pulled those tickets. Just want to make sure that is
clear.
That is clear.
I mean, this is not the day to be rigging any kind of raffles or anything that.
Listen, man. Hey, Chauncey Billups, I don't know if he's in here.
What if I told you?
But it's all right, man. Come on out. Texans cheerleaders are out here. And
yeah, girl.
Moran Norris, Texans legend, is out here. It's been a lot of fun out here. Bud Light girls are here as well. Shout out to Bud Light as well, as they take care of us each and every week on these Thirsty Thursdays. Buffalo Wild Wings as well. Give a hand to our staff here at Buffalo Wild Wings. They have been fantastic as always, as they take care of us as well.
She's just screaming.
She doesn't give a rip anymore. I don't blame her. Hell, why not?
Hey, she done got free beer and tickets, cuz.
There you go. Shout out to you. And it's her beer, too. Shout out to our promo staff, Osita, who did great work as he always does. And Andy, our engineer, keeping us on the air and on YouTube and Twitch, as you know. T. Mill, who will have his best bets coming up here momentarily. Tyler Milner keeping us afloat there at the station. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access, Mark Vandermeer, John Harris. They'll have the Hall of Famer, the great one, John McClain. I miss John. I ain't gonna lie to you. I wouldn't mind talking to John.
Yeah, no, hell, I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind having him on. I love John.
I love
breaking bread with John.
We used to have some real nasty or some good conversations.
Yeah, you get some good. You get some good spots to eat out of him. You get some good tips. And
John has put together multiple vacations that I have taken. San Francisco. He has done a lot.
So show cool.
There you
show
go.
Cool.
And then Thursday Night Football. No Area 45 tonight. Shout out to Patrick Creighton, who's over. He showed up in the building. No Area 45 tonight, Thursday Night Football. You'll be able to see the Vikings at the Chargers, courtesy of Westwood.
I don't know why
Westwood
they get
one.
So funny every get time he does.
That one and that stupid rock and roll with the Cats. Those are the two that get me. By the way, tomorrow, Football Friday, we'll be out in Spring at walk-ons. In Spring, I don't think I've ever been to a walk-ons. This will be my
You've never
first
been to a walk-ons?
I don't think I have.
You're in for a treat.
Home of the they got a Boudin quesadilla. And I may be saying that wrong. Maybe it's Cajun and it's got several things in it, but Boudin is just one of them. But they are
really
tremendous. Yeah, they're good food, man. It's a good spot.
All right. Walk-ons tomorrow, Football Friday in Spring, we don't come empty-handed there. You'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets to a future Texans game as well. So, courtesy of our Houston Ford dealers, you'll be able to win there. Come on out and hang out with us tomorrow. Should be a good time. The official injury report is out, Clint. Nico Collins and Christian Kirk, as we said, did not practice for the second straight day. Concussion hamstring. Jalen Smith, who they activated, he was a full participant. Dalton Schultz had that back and shoulder thing, or kind of got hit there late in the game there. He was a full participant. I'm sorry, he was limited today, along with Derek Barnett, Denico Autry. They were all limited. Braxton Berrios had a wrist. He was a full participant after being limited yesterday. So that is the full injury report there. All right, I want to play this from John Lopez and In the Loop. They had a conversation, and ultimately OG said he feels like D'Amico Ryans needs to do this. I want to see if you agree. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Your thoughts on what John Lopez had to say here.
But the majority of the success of those players came from offensive-minded head coaches. Think about that. The majority of the highest drafted quarterbacks went to defensive-minded head coach from 2011 to 2021. But the most success were the ones that were drafted by offensive-minded head coach. That's what I'm looking at.
Okay. So we got the wrong head coach then.
Well, I'm just saying.
That's what you're putting forward here.
Yeah. Well, what I'm putting forward is let your offensive guy be by himself and get it done. Not like Bobby Slowick, but maybe, you know, look at the defensive-minded head coach, you know. Offensive-minded, but like Ben Johnson in Detroit, like some of these guys, Buffalo.
You think D'Amico need to back up a little bit?
I do. I do.
But we were looking at the early portions of the season and their inability to get things done.
I know
saying
Bobby
that
Slowick
he needed to come through.
It all. Bobby Slowick ruined it all, but I do.
That's interesting. I don't know about
I
that.
I don't agree with that. Like, I think that he needs to be able to quality control
you got
this.
The right guy, you're going to get it done.
If you got the right guy, that's a big if.
They didn't have the right guy.
That's a big if.
All right. Lopez there says he thinks D'Amico needs to take a step back out of that offensive room. Clinton, I know you were one, and we both did. We understood and thought it was good that he decided to say, all right, man, this was such an issue. We had a lot of changes that I was a big part of in decision-making. I'm going to insert myself into what's going on over there and do it differently than the way he did it with Bobby Slowick. And you were big on that. Now we've seen the start of this year, and this thing is worse than it had been ever under Bobby Slowick. You agree with John? You think he needs to take the approach to back off?
No, I don't think it matters. I don't think it matters one bit.
So you don't agree or disagree?
No, look, I think the predicament that they're in, I think D'Amico Ryans, if he's going to be a head coach in this league, he's got to figure things out offensively. You can be as good as you want defensively. The days of a defense winning championships are over. You got to be able to score points.
Yeah.
And you got to have at least an offense that you know can show up some of the time, that can threaten some defenses, that can be complimentary at the very least. And the reality is they don't have that right now. And so if D'Amico Ryans is going to make it as a head coach in his league, he is going to have to create a D'Amico Ryans offense. And I don't mean stylistic or identity or anything like that, but he's going to have to, find a way to make it where everybody on his team plays with that swarm mentality. Everybody on his team, there's a level of physicality, there's a hustle, there's a nastiness, there's a go through the whistle, there's doing what the coach tells you to do. Like, he's got to figure out that can't be dependent on hiring random offensive coordinators year in, year out, right? So I think that he has to establish some level of standard of just how his offense is going to approach football. And then, you know, so I think that has to happen. And maybe he's overdone that, Ron. Maybe he's overstepped and he's overdoing it. I don't know. But he's got to get that created if he's going to be a head coach, right? Secondly, you know, this is what the Texans signed up for. I said this when it happened. I've said it multiple times. When you go out there and you set up circumstances to where the Houston Texans are going to hire an offensive coordinator that cannot hire his staff, cannot bring people with him, there's a strong influence from the general manager on the field and off the field, and it's going to be a collaborative effort from the time you walk in the door. He got cut at the knees from the time he walked in the door. He's not coming in and setting any tone. He's not coming in and setting any standard. No. He's not coming in and putting his foot on anybody's neck. Hell, they're telling you from jump. Now, this is a 5 or 6 man deal. This is the head man all the way down. Hell, this is the general manager all the way down. We're all going to make these decisions. And so what do you expect? What guy, who do you think is going to take that job? Right? The pool of play callers that's going to take that job and are going to be willing to accept those level of circumstances or those circumstances when they're trying to make their dream come true as a play caller and potentially a head coach, it's slim to none. So you're going to get a guy that when the going gets bad really doesn't have the ability to put his foot on anybody's throat, really doesn't have the ability to right the ship, really at the end of the day is not an alpha and is not going to step in there and move the needle in a room full of NFL millionaires. Like, that's just not – I mean, this is what you have built, and unfortunately, once again, it doesn't look like it's going
to
work.
That's a good point. To even accept that the job under those standards, there's nothing about what we've seen, what we've watched, and to that point that says, hey, man, just leave it up to Nick. Like, hey, man, everybody, let me step away and let me just leave it up to Nick Cayley and let him figure it out. No, I don't.
That never was the plan.
Yeah.
And now that it's gone bad, you can't all of a sudden put it on him.
Well, yeah, and I don't. And to me, what John said, I get what you're saying about D'Amico. Maybe he is, but on the other side, nothing about it just says, hey man, let Cayley handle it. He'll just give him a space, to figure it out.
Where John is coming from, I do wonder if that, you know, maybe he said, I'm gonna make sure my offense is physical. I'm gonna make sure my O-line's communicating. All those football 101 things that I personally believe D'Amico has to do. Maybe that's where it started, and then he realizes, whew, I don't have those dudes. I ain't got an alpha over here. I don't have a manager of men over here. I don't have anybody that can hold guys accountable over here. So he gives up play calling duty to Matt Burke, and then he comes in and he goes even harder. Now, if that's the case, it's gone beyond what I think D'Amico needs to do, and maybe he does need to step back. But I don't know. I don't think it matters. I don't think the guy's in the building.
Yeah. What does matter is Tyler is in the green back-to-back days. 3 for 5 on Tuesday and Wednesday, and
3 for 5, and I picked the dud.
Yeah,
damn
you
it.
Did. Yeah, and so let's get to T Mill's best bets. Remember, if you don't catch them here, if you need a refresher, go to @TMillRealDeal. What you got tonight?
Yes, sir. As we've been talking about, I've been killing these NFL bets outside of the Texans. That last run of Texans bets was not good. But overall, NFL bets were killing them. I got 5 bets for you tonight. Thursday Night Football getting Week 8 started between the Vikings and Chargers. First, I'm on the Chargers first half money line at -150. That's what I got it at. Next, I'm on the Chargers -3 points in this game tonight against the Vikings. They are hosting it, by the way, in L.A. I'm also on the Chargers team total over 22.5 points. That is just the Chargers squad, over 22.5. And then two player props for you. One Viking quarterback, Carson Wentz, under 227.5 passing yards for Carson Wentz tonight. And then the rookie, Ladd McConkey. Anytime touchdown for Ladd and the Chargers at plus 150 odds. You can't beat that. Those are your five best bets.
All right, those are the best bets. Chargers minus 3. I know Clint was like, I know you were liking the Vikings there on that one. I do really like the Carson Wentz under 227.5 yards. I know last week Daniel Jones threw for 288, and I was damn near shocked that the Chargers gave up that much in the air. I don't think that's a norm. I think that's a Colts thing. So I'm with you. I don't think Carson Wentz is going to have a huge passing game tonight. So I like that.
Well, I'd be on the other side of damn near every one of these. So Tyler, it means you're going to be in the green, bud. It means you're going to hit. That means you're going to hit a bunch of them.
You don't want to tell any light.
Nah, I'm going to text you on one, but it ain't none of these.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right, tomorrow.
Easy. Easy, Billups.
Tomorrow, Football Friday, walk-ons.
Chauncey over there.
In spring. It'll be a good time. You should be out. Chance to win future Texans tickets and much, much more. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job.
Oh,
shout
thanks,
out
bro.
To everybody that played a part in us putting.
Chauncey Norris, glad he came out.
There is Chauncey, you too. Putting this Thirsty Thursday together. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access. I am Ron, the show. As always, Houston, we love you, baby.
I didn't know that was such a huge. Like, I knew it was back in the day.
Yeah.
I know Tyler's involved in it a lot. Tyler, can you help?
I'll tell you off air.
You do look like you got a little. You may have a little Italian mafia in you.
I do like some gabagool.
Gabagool. Over here.
The gabagool. All this from a slice of gabagool.
Always seems to know the way.
All right, thanks, Tyler. Let's roll.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.